continues to be a tense situation with Iran today as the country's Atomic Energy Organization says it's ready to violate the 2015 nuclear deal that President Trump pulled the U.S. out of. Now Iran says within days it expects to produce more than the limit of enriched uranium set in the pact. Iran is also asking the European Union to intervene to help ease the impact of American sanctions. We're going to talk more about it. We're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Reza Akberi, Iran researcher with the Institute for War and Peace Reporting. Thank you for talking to us tonight. How serious is Iran's threat to increase production, and does it really have the means to do that? Does it have the technology and the personnel to actually make good on that threat?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a little early to tell if the threat is genuinely serious or Iran is still at the state of trying to kind of leverage, look to leverage the threat to restart its nuclear program or disturb the flow of oil or other threats concerning the regional instability. Iran is certainly still able of, reinstating its nuclear activities. It does have the knowledge, and it can do so if it decides to do so. But as I mentioned, it's still a little early to tell if that's something that Iran is putting forth as a threat or if it's going to be actually implemented as a tangible measure.
There's been a lot of tough talk from the White House over this situation. They've increased sanctions. They're sending more troops to the Middle East. Where do you see this going? I mean, is there a diplomatic solution? What's the end game here?
That's unfortunately been one of the challenges when it comes to the U.S. foreign policy towards Iran. Maximum pressure policy is being continued to put forth as a way to coerce Iran to the negotiation table. However, it doesn't appear that diplomacy is also being put on the table. So Iran seems to be cornered, and it seems to be threatened. And typically when you corner someone, they either punch back or they surrender. And for the time being, at least rhetorically, Iran doesn't seem to be willing to capitulate.
This is all about getting the U.S. to ease the secondary sanctions, right? They're really squeezing Iran.
That's one of the main reasons. Economic pressures have certainly impacted Iran. They've cornered Iran into a position that it probably does not want to be. However, we have to kind of also ask ourselves if that's the ultimate objective. If the objective is to pressure Iran and corner Iran, mission accomplished. However, if we are trying to get Iran to capitulate on its nuclear ambitions, or if you're trying, to force Iran to be a regional stabilizer, a regional peacemaker, and for it to perhaps, forego its missile production, then we are far, far away from achieving that.
Thank you so much for your time. I wish we had more. Reza Akberi, Iran researcher with the Institute for War and Peace Reporting.